is love. Sing that. Are you not want to go? So, elaborately, like that?
Yes. In detail.
In detail. You should know the detail. जाते कंचुली रत्न सुंदरी मया बक्षो जयो अर्पिता श्यामा छादन कम्या किलनसा सत्येति विज्ञायताम किंतु स्वामिनी कृष्ण एव सहसा तत्तम अवाप्य स्वयं प्रणभ्यत अधिकम स्वकम नितिजुगम संगोपयत्तेवादि He could not have right. Natural not in sense he was in Manjari Bhava. And even in sense, even in sense, he has no Dehatma Bhava.
Bodily conception. No bodily conception.
If the person who is not adapting to Sudhava and he has some Dehatma Buddhi, he has no qualification to read or hear this thing. So I think I am not qualified to speak on this. Only I am reading the meaning of the body. You will go?
Yes.
Oh Sundari, you are beautiful lady. Please tell me. At first, you should know the link with last day's law we have read. He has given the ornament in the
earring.
Now he is coming lower to be put. He wants to put
Kajal.
Also some necklace here, and then lower body. Srimati Radhika is so sundar. He was waiting and rolling on the Radha Kuna. I am waiting he. He has taken bath in Java. And all the sakis are sitting around Srimati Radhika. Lalita, Visakha, Chitra, Kumbhudra, Sampati. All are there. Also Rup Manjari is there. Rup Manjari and Rati Manjari, all are there. Lalita was declaring, giving one thing, Visakha one thing, Chitra one thing. And they were making each other joking each other, especially to Radhika. And with that ornament, they are reminding Srimati Radhika the past times of Krishna with ornaments. He at once saw Raghunath Das Goswami in the mode of Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, that Lalita Vishakha, by order of the Lalita Vishakha, I have given earring in the ears. And it looks like so beautiful. Now, Lalita Vishakha told her, you should bring the Mukta Mala.
Pearls.
It will be given to
Snake
of Srimati Radhika. At that time, Sri Lalita was joking to Srimati Radhika. Now, do you know this pearls are this garland has some pastime. When once you are going to Nanda Bhavan for cooking or Krishna, you are also going with you. And then we reached in the middle place near Padambate,
Nanda Bhavan,
Krishna and with his companions was milking cow. And at that time we were taking you to Nanda Bhavan and you told, she told that, no, Lalita told that in the way he is sitting to disturb you. So we should go by another way. Then Radhika told that, I have no fear, don't fear. We will go straight by this way. What he will do? Then Vishakha also told that, no, we should not go by this path. He will do anything. And he said, oh, he is Nanda Putra and I also a king's daughter. I will see. Let us go. So they advanced on the way. And when they came nearer, Krishna took the breast of cow and milked it so that it went on the face of Srimati Radhika. So all were laughing and she somewhat upset. They went on, but Radhika, Srimati Radhika, up till now was she
looking down
and going. But when she passed away, then Srimati Radhika wanted to see again to Krishna. But if she sees, then everyone will tell that, oh, she is seeing Krishna.
Yes.
So by Sam, she thought a thing in a moment, and anyhow he
thought
on the
pearl
necklace
and all various colors. Then at once he sat and began to
pick up.
And in the time to time in that time, and she began to look towards Krishna. This was only a trick for seeing Krishna, taking darshan of Krishna. Then Srimati Radhika is standing when scattered everywhere. Then she told that, oh, my necklace has been
broken.
And what should I do? May I leave this? But it is so
valuable
and very near and dear to me. So I cannot
leave it here. Then any Sakhi told that these are very
small
and in number so much. How you can do it? She told that they are very glittering and not so small. I can
find them.
And you will help me. So, saying this, she sat up and began to pick up. Also, Manjari, especially this Tulsi Manjari, began to pick up. And in the midst, I am seeing. After that, she picked up all the and they took it and they bind it in the bell, and after that she is reminding that this garland is the same, and when we came we again
restrung it
on the cord. You put the pearls on the thread and made it
garland. So this is. Also these are the very glittering, and when Krishna comes near us and there are so many persons, especially at the time of going cow herding, Nanda Baba, Yashoda and all are there, gopis are there, Sakha is there. Srimati cannot see like this.
She cannot look directly.
So she is seeing in the puddle Krishna
reflection.
And she is so rising. So these puddles are not ordinary puddles. So reminding this, they are also laughing and smiling and telling all these things, and they ordered Tulsi Manjari that you have some special service to do, because Srimati Radhika has so much favor for you, especially when they are scattered on the bed, lotus bed in Kunja, and when they are returning to home, you see that what things has been left here. Then she takes all these things and also Chandan Kasturi and bends in bell, and she again gives to Srimati Radhika. These all things are reminding there. So they are telling that you are Sundari. Sundari means so beautiful, excellent. Now, reminding this, they are ready to give Srimati Radhika that kanchuli. Why they get Lalita or anyone, or she is telling Tulsi Manjari, so that Krishna may not see. But this is the not path, it is what?
Opposite.
Meaning outwardly.
Outwardly.
It is to show Krishna, this country is so beautiful, that he will look on country and then he will also see that. So it is not for Shyamat Chadana Kamya. Shyamat Achadana Kamya. Shyamane Krishna. So that Krishna may not see it. It is for not this object. But Satya Iti Vigyapitam. Really, this truth is that it is to take the eyes of Krishna here, because it is so glittering. It is like black.
black country. Why black? Krishna is black. What color is Krishna? The Kanchuli is also the same color. Srimati Radhika thinks that any other cannot touch me other than this. So he always thinking that Krishna has
touched me.
And then, yeah, Achhadan.
Oh, what?
Color. So by this mode, Srimati Radhika bears that Kanchuli. Not to oversight Krishna, that Krishna may not suffer, not for this or that. Kintu samani Krishna eva sahasa tat tam avapya smayam. Because Krishna does not want that she should bear that Kanchuli. Because Kanchuli is himself Krishna. Black color means Krishna. And also Krishna directly covers him. So there is no need of Kanchuli, but Krishna is himself Kanchuli for Srimati Radhika. So Pranabhyadika Sukham. Srimati Radhika is more than his prana. And this Anga means
part of
body, is so much prior to Krishna that he does not want that Kanchuli should
cover.
He should himself, Swakam means himself, should cover this. When Tulsi took that blackish Kanchuli and began to give in Srimati Radhika's body, at once she saw that no Radhika and no Kanchuli and nothing. And his mind came up and she came in senses,
Vajjadasa.
And then she began to weep that where is Srimati Radhika, where is that Kanchuli? So now he is praying that, O Swamini, may I have this occasion that after your bathing, giving you all ornaments, I will have a occasion to fortunate to wear this Kanchuli in your Sri Ang, that Krishna may see it and be so very much pleased that who has done this. And by this, Krishna will have so much mercy on me, and you also will have so much mercy. So there are so many things to remind by this, and he is praying for this salvation. Only this. But today I was not. I was something weakness was coming.
Maharaj, every time you mention that Raghunath Das Goswami, for him everything disappeared, then he came into Bhadra Dasya.
It is not a thing of one day. You should say, all these slopes are not in one day.
Right.
But they have been...
For many years?
It may be many years, many...
Days.
And they have been collected. So if it seems that it is in the same day, in same... Yeah,
okay.
Continuing.
Okay.
But a sadhak will try to continue remembering this in a chain.
I mean to say that you say he goes from Antardasa to Bahirdasa, but there doesn't seem to be much time for Arja Bahirdasya. It seems like you skip over that.
No, we should
think all these things in order. Bhajya dasha, antar bhajya dasha, and antar dasha. From when he will come to, from antar dasha to bhajya, in the meantime antar bhajya, and then bhajya. In bhajya he will pray, and in antar bhajya he will weep, rolling down, nothing telling anything. So it is half sense, half not sense. So at that time nothing tells. But when he will come and says, then he will pray for all these things. Don't try to remember all these things. At first remember that our Shuddha Sattva should come, and the mercy of Srimati Radhika and our Gurudev and all other Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all our Darshanacharya should come to us. Otherwise, when you remember these things, I don't remember. Sometimes I pray some slokes, not these slokes. And I only pray that a qualification should be given by you to us. Because if you will read in this time, it means that calm will come. Then it is very hard to check. So we should not try to remember all these things. Especially, we have so much anarth. So only prayers or other things should be done. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur has prayed, Narottam Thakur has prayed for Jain, not all these. So I did not want to explain it. And I also don't read all these things. So you should see our level and then go. Last time I left it all day. So I will see if it is appropriate to explain. I will explain. Not all.